Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I posted this on social media and they came for me. And they came for me swiftly and they came hard.
At the risk of sounding insane, I know what I'm about to say sounds absolutely nuts, and there's going to be plenty of parents that jump down my throat. But anybody else think the playground is too dangerous for most kids? Today, I received my second call from the school nurse that my daughter had injured herself. First, it was the monkey bars. Now, here's the problem with the monkey bars. Every woman in my family, me, my mom, my older daughter, and now my little one, too, we do not have the upper body strength for the monkey bars. This time, Dakota fell flat on her face. I got a call from the nurse. They said they checked her ears. Why? I have no idea. And then they put an ice pack on her tummy.
I go on to talk about why the playgrounds are a little bit too dangerous for certain kids. Now, Raven, producer John, here are just some of the comments that I've received.
Yeah.
Wow, the snowflakes today. Look at us boomers. We all came out okay.
Oh, they were going to fit in as many terms as they could in that.
So many snowflake references.
Yeah.
Helicopter mom, why don't you just wrap your kid in bubble wrap?
Yeah, buzzwords.
Kids need to toughen up. Maybe this is natural selection.
This is what's wrong with this country. Is that one coming?
Sounds like a very inactive family who raised a kid with poor coordination.
You know what? That one hits more spot on. I gotta be honest.
Very on the nose.
When you start talking about the fact that you lack, you know, upper body strength and make it sound like a genome type situation, right?
Your kid is a walking L. Sounds like the whole bloodline is.
Oh, now that's not nice.
You are the problem with modern parenting.
Oh,
you that's the whole problem in this room.
That's the one I was waiting for.
Right now.
Listen, I am all about letting my kid make mistakes, hurt herself, and Dakota is that kid. You know how you have like one kid who is just the daredevil who's always getting hurt? Like, that's my Dakota. Yeah. So when I see her go up on those monkey bars, I'm like, oh, this is a broken arm waiting to happen. Now, I've mentioned this behind the scenes to you guys millions of times before. John, what happened?
Well, you know, my son is similar to your daughter. He's a daredevil. He's a little bit nutty. And he had a real bad week last week because he got stitches in two parts of his bottom lip. Because he was on, yes, Anna, the monkey bars.
Yep.
He was on the monkey bars. Now, here's the difference is that James can handle some monkey bars. I've seen him do it. The problem is that he likes to push. He likes to do the next level. So this time he did a flying leap to the monkey bars. He's 4 years old.
Yes.
He's 4 years old, did a flying leap, one-handed, tried to snag the monkey bar. And, of course, that did not go his way.
No.
American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah.
Look at what they're doing.
Yeah. I had a conference with Dakota's teacher, and it was so funny because, like, after you fall off the monkey, and I've seen her fall, it's terrifying as a parent to watch him hit the ground face first
Sure.
You know, I've threatened her, I've warned her, all that. She said to me that Dakota stands at the monkey bars during recess, and she watches the kids, and she runs and gets a teacher if a kid looks like they're in trouble. And I'm like, this is what I've done to my kid.
All right, you created this paranoia.
Yeah, but do you agree? Do you think that there's some things on the playground, some structures that maybe are just a little bit dangerous? What do you think is the most dangerous thing on the playground? 1-800-330-9999. The monkey bars on the school playground, they're dangerous for some kids. My daughter's fallen off, though, a ton of times. Producer John's son just had to get stitches.
It was the closest I could be to being Indiana Jones when I was younger, so I still love him.
What do you think is the most dangerous thing on the playground? 1-800-330-9999. Allie?
The swings. The swings. I don't know what it is about the swings, but children just don't understand that they go to and fro. And the amount of injuries I've seen of toddlers, or even just, you know, 6-7-year-olds getting nailed by some kid's feet swinging, it's brutal.
For me, the swings, they pose about, I don't know, a half dozen dangers, right? The first thing that I want to do when I get on a swing, guess what? I want to jump off it.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. And of course, it's not enough to jump off when you're a foot above the ground or whatever. I got to go to the absolute utmost, the apex of where this thing will take me already. You don't understand physics when you're 8. So when you go up to that highest point that the swing goes and you jump out, you're just going straight down. You're not going out. You might not even clear the swing. The other thing is getting the fingers or, you know, your hair or your coat or whatever stuck in the side.
Yes.
Oh, brutal.
We used to do the thing where we would like twist it around and around and around and you let go and you spin. That's when you could really hurt your fingers.
Definitely.
Jesse, how about you? Most dangerous thing on the playground?
I'm going to have to go with seesaw. We were pretty dumb as kids. You know, one person would sit on the end. The other person would try and run up and jump off the top. Not a great idea, it turns out. That's how I broke my arm.
Oh.
It's a catapult, right?
So. Yes.
Basically.
Yeah. You get two of your three of your friends on the other side. They're going to jump on it while you're on it or whatever. Yeah. The seesaw.
I was an overweight child. And
so you were the favorite friend to have on the seesaw.
No, it was always the thing where like I would want to go on the seesaw with my friends. And then like there had to be three of them on one side and me on the other to like even it out so we could go up and down. They would just be in the air and I just be sitting there by myself.
That doesn't sound right.
It was really sad.
I mean, were they same age as you?
Uh-huh.
That doesn't seem. Okay.
They were very small. Actually, even Tina to this day is a lot smaller than me.
Yeah.
It was just her bone structure, I think, was very small.
Right.
But
and you would shimmy up on the seat and they would shimmy to the back.
Yeah, and they would go to the edge.
Yeah.
But now, like when you go to the playgrounds, there's a lot of variances in the seesaws. They've made them, I feel like, safer. Like they're now like full seats. You're like sitting in a carriage, like, you know, like going back and forth. It's really hurtful, more than just dangerous. It was. Hurt my feelings a lot of times.
I mean, I'm upset for you.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go on the seesaw with like a regular person now.
Thank you.
Yeah. if you could find one, I think you'd be fine.
That's how you made me feel better now as an adult. It would be evenly distributed.
Or we could go out there and you could find five kids right now. I don't know. Get on the other side. What are you, in third grade? You got four friends? Let's go. We're going in the seesaw. Hey, John, what do you think? Most dangerous thing on the playground. What is it?
That round thing that spins around where kids sit on it and an adult runs around in circles and they fall off sometimes like my nephew did and he had to get air vac to a hospital.
The roundabout.
The roundabout, yeah.
Centrifugal force, nothing to play with. And everything had to be made out of iron back in the day. Like everything was made out of metal. I mean, I don't know what you would make it out of that it would be, you know, less painful, but I mean, it just seemed like a lousy choice. Even the rocking things. Like, you remember the rocking horse and the rocking...
Yes, those horses and those police cars and all those things.
Yes, and they were metal on the springs, right? And that thing could smack you in the face and break your jaw.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's crazy.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.